when you first move over, just right away look at that schedule.
Yeah, you look at the schedule and you're like, oh boy, you got to go back to where you were for the last 4 years. So, yeah, looking forward to it, looking to get back there, see some of the guys, and looking to get a win.
What do you look forward to the most?
Winning. You know, it's a big game for us. It's a huge challenge. And, you know, so far I think it's going to be the biggest challenge of the year. So looking to go in there and see how we play.
I know every game means the same as far as wins and losses go, but the guys that you play alongside with so long, would it mean a little bit more personally?
Yeah, you know, I mean, those guys, I know them all too well, you know. And I can tell you it's no personal grudge match, you know. It's kind of hard to go back there and say, I'm going to go get revenge, you know, to guys that have always been good to you and a place where you've had good experiences. So, really, I'm just going to focus on my game plan and what I got to do and just do my job.
When you talk about knowing them so well, can you pass some of that knowledge on and help these guys as well?
You try to. I mean, you just want to tell them, you know, I think I probably have more insight on, you know, personally which player does this or, you know, what he's all about, what he brings to the table. As far as their scheme and game plan, you know, I'm not going to know too much at all. And the last thing you want to do is, so you think they might do this, but, you know, really they're going to do something else. So there's no point in even talking about all that stuff.
Would you have preferred Baltimore not be on the schedule this year?
No, I think it's great. You know, I have no problems with that. So, you know, like I said, it's going to be a big challenge. So it'll be good to go back and try and get a W.
Just Josh was saying, obviously, he conferred with you about the personality of the Ravens, what they do defensively. Obviously, you're not playing the defense. What do they do offensively now that you're in a Broncos uniform?
Well, you know, offensively, I think you're in it. I know in the last few years they really strived to get that tough attitude over there. And, you know, they worked on trying to be more complimentary towards the defense in Baltimore. And they do have that. You know, like I said, I think this is going to be the most physical offensive line we go against so far this year, without a doubt. You know, they're grinders, they're gritty, and it's going to be a tough game from start to finish. And you know that going in. So, you know what, we got a bunch of physical guys here, and we're going to bring the same challenge.
Week to week in the NFL, always a different opponent, but there was a contrast in personalities from the Colts to the Titans. Titans to the Ravens, much more similar teams between one another. Does that affect your preparation at all?
No, honestly, I'd say they're different teams.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Titans, you know, when you talk about dirty play, it's more dirty play. Ravens, it's not so much dirty play. It's ground and pound. It's physical. And in between the whistles, they're going to be as physical as they can. But they're, you know, I think with the Titans, you got more extracurricular activity after the plays and stuff like that. And, you know, with the Ravens, you know, you're not going to get a lot of stuff like that.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Physicality, certainly.
Oh, yeah. This game. Yeah, it's going to be physical. There's no doubt about that. They pride themselves on that, and we pride ourselves on that, too.
What was Ray like as a teammate?
He's great. You know, the guy's a consummate professional. The guy, you know, I think he'd show up on a Wednesday like today, and he knows more about the team across from him than anybody. The guy prepares like no other. You know, he lays it on the line every Sunday, and he plays a lot of passion. And, you know, I got a lot of respect for him.
Are he and Dawkins similar?
Yeah, you know, they got their similarities, but they also, they're their own individuals, you know. Doc is what he is, and Ray's the person he is. So, but as far as, you know, guys that have been in the league for so long, you know, they're different cats because they just got a whole different attitude and frame of mind. And when you're in the league that long, I mean, you really have to. You know, their intensity and the way they prepare is usually different than most.
Will there be some text messages exchanged this week with some of your old teams, Kelly Gregg, guys like that?
Oh, yeah. Those guys have already called me. So, you know, I already talked to them. But they're funny. They're good friends of mine. They're friends I'll have the rest of my life. So, you know, it'll be good to see them. But, you know, when it's time to strap it up, it's game, you know, it's time for business.
From playing alongside Haloti now that last couple years, what makes him so difficult for offensive lines?
Haloti's, he's basically the whole package. He's a beast, and he's stronger and bigger than everybody. And not only that, he's a smart player, and that's a hard combination to find. He really has, you know, the whole package. And, you know, I've sat next to Haloti for the last 4 years, and you know, you're not going to find a better guy either. He's just a great guy. He can play the game, and he loves football, and he's just one of those special players.